Another day, another sell-off on Wall Street. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 28th day of October. Thanks for being with us again. In other economic news, oil futures took yet another plunge today. Meanwhile, the biggest financial fear for the majority of Americans is, we'll share that story. Americans are back to food stockpiling. Are food companies ready? We've got technology and the U.S. Senate, a brief report. Are we losing our appetite for chain restaurants? And how lousy is mail delivery really? We've got the Wall Street Report and TikTok is hiring. Those stories and for the interview, it's singer-songwriter Roxy Copeland as we talk about her business and the world of an independent artist. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. You can tell by that extra long intro, we've got lots on tap for you today. I'm your host, Mike Olibbia, and by the way, you can reach us on Twitter at @IOB_NewsHour. The rising number of coronavirus cases in the U.S. and Europe played out on Wall Street today as stocks ended the session down sharply. The elevated number of infections are thought to be a precursor to tighter controls on gatherings, businesses being open, and what will prove to be a stall in any economic recovery. But it wasn't just here in the United States. Global stocks are also down, and investors fled securities for the strength of the dollar. Today, by the way, is shaping up to be the worst week since back in March. I'll share the numbers with you in just a bit. Well, demand is down, production is up, and it all adds up to too much oil, and today oil hit a four-month low in London, and swelling U.S. crude stockpiles added to global concerns. Global benchmark Brent futures plunged to the lowest since June, while futures in New York slid 5.5% today, falling to the lowest in almost a month. An Energy Information Administration report showed domestic oil inventories rose by 4.3 million barrels last week, the most since July. Still, the data showed an unexpected decline in gasoline stockpiles, and diesel demand hit the highest since back in March. More than two-thirds of all U.S. personal bankruptcies are related to medical issues, such as the high cost of treatment or lost time from a job. Back in 2018, a survey reported in the American Journal of Public Health estimated that more than 500,000 American families file for bankruptcy every year because they can't meet the costs related to a medical issue. In that year alone, bankruptcies for medical bills amounted to nearly 70% of all personal bankruptcy filings in the United States. So, what about today? A new survey by healthcareinsider.com reveals that 56% of U.S. adults are either somewhat or very concerned that an unexpected health issue could lead to bankruptcy or major debt. And the COVID-19 pandemic certainly has played a significant role in the concern over medical costs. Back in April, the Kaiser Family Foundation reported the average Medicare payment for a less severe case of respiratory infection that requires hospitalization totaled just over $13,000. Meanwhile, the average Medicare payment for a severe respiratory infection requiring ventilator support for more than 96 hours, well, that was just over $40,000. Now, understand that Medicare payments represent about 50% of the amount that private insurers pay. A March Kaiser Family Foundation study estimated the cost, think sticker price, of medical treatment for a severe infection to be over $88,000. And today we're seeing a rapid increase in the infection rate. The other day we saw a report out from CNN regarding what American families would want to stockpile as we face yet another blistering round of COVID-19 infections. And it seems people are paying attention, And so, too, are food manufacturers. General Mills, the maker of Cheerios and Annie's Boxed Mac and Cheese, added 45 external production lines through contractors since the first round of pantry loading happened this spring. Campbell Soup Company spent $40 million to expand production of Goldfish crackers and is building capacity for chip brands like Cape Cod. Conagra Brands boosted third-party manufacturing and warehousing, while Storyfield Farm, a producer of organic dairy products, is buying more milk from its direct supply network of farms. America's food makers are determined not to get caught flat-footed again. Many companies left sales on the table this spring because they couldn't ramp up production fast enough for the dried pasta and canned soups that consumers were stockpiling. Food producers used a calmer summer to assess the new grocery landscape and rework their strategies, and they say they're now more prepared for several months of, yeah, the word is hoarding. The CEOs of Facebook, Google, and Twitter faced another grilling from politicians today as Republican senators made the case for stripping long-standing legal protections for internet companies. The Senate Commerce Committee met virtually with Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, and Google's Sundar Pichai. Republicans and President Donald Trump have attacked social media platforms, which they accuse, without evidence, by the way, of deliberately suppressing conservative, religious, and anti-abortion views. While both Facebook and Twitter actively curtail fringe views, there is little evidence that right-wing views are harmed disproportionately. In fact, independent research has shown that much of the top-performing content on Facebook is conservative, and that YouTube limits the speech of conservative as well as progressive commentators alike. Meanwhile, if you recall last week, the Justice Department sued Google, accusing it of abusing its dominance in online search and advertising. We've reported on this for many months. This year has been another sad chapter in the retail apocalypse, with big-name stores closing hundreds of locations. And also this year, chain restaurants are joining the chaos. Some were solidly profitable before COVID-19, but the pandemic has resulted in a shutdown of dining rooms across the country. And here is a quick list of what's going on. Restaurant Brands is the company that owns Burger King, Tim Horton, and Popeyes, and they say they're closing hundreds of restaurants. Dunkin' said they expect to close 800 donut shops. Starbucks, as previously reported, is eyeing the closure of 400 locations. Pizza Hut said they're going to close up to 300 underperforming stores. Even McDonald's. Yeah, McDonald's said they will speed up the closing of several hundred restaurants, many located in Walmart stores. Ruby Tuesday filed for bankruptcy and closed 180 sites. They will retain 230 restaurants as they seek to restructure. Even IHOP is closing stores, as up to 50 are now expected to be shuttered. CBS News has a new report out today about the United States Postal Service. We all know that the U.S. Postal Service has faced scrutiny for making major operational changes in an election year when many more Americans are mailing their ballots because of the coronavirus pandemic. And new statistics show that the USPS is doing a worse job of delivering the mail on time, raising concerns that some ballots may be delayed. The Postal Service said that its on-time delivery rate for first-class mail slipped to 85.6% for the week that ended October 16. That is down from nearly 91% over a three-month period ending in June. Now, all of this is raising concerns that if people mail in their ballots for the November 3rd election, they will not be delivered on time and then not counted. Election officials across the country are telling voters that rather than trust the mail service, walk your ballot into your county auditor or a ballot drop-off location just to make sure. Well, it was a major day of equity sell-offs as elevated levels of COVID-19 infections stoke concerns that more lockdowns are in our future. The Dow closed off by more than 943 points to end the session at 26,519, while the NASDAQ lost over 426 points, finishing at 11,004. In the broad market, S&P 500, well, that fell by 119 points to 3,271. The markets are on track for their worst week since the middle of March. Tech stocks dropped as the executives of Facebook, Twitter, and Alphabet went before the Senate today. Meanwhile, the U.S. reported over 73,000 new COVID-19 cases yesterday, with no end in sight. And finally, there is this. According to Reuters, TikTok will hire 3,000 engineers in Singapore, Canada, the U.S., and Europe in the next 3 years. It's also continuing to expand, teamed up with Canada-based Shopify to help 1 million-plus merchants boost business through what they're calling shoppable video ads, first in the U.S., and then in Europe, and then in Asia next year. The global expansion plans come even as the Chinese-owned social media app faces questions about its future. With the Trump administration ordering its divestment from ByteDance on privacy concerns, and a deal for Oracle and Walmart to take stakes in the app, still all in limbo. Speaking of limbo, the live music scene is tough. You might say it's in limbo. So too is getting radio airplay for independent musicians. Coming up, and just a click away, we welcome singer-songwriter and performer Roxy Copeland, who is now based in Austin, Texas, for a conversation about her business, the pandemic, getting airplay, and Spotify. That is next.